All right, Wednesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. I'll just go ahead and put this out there right now. Yep, it's going to be another Epstein rant, so self-deport. See ya. Have a good night. Bye-bye. But anyway, say hey to everybody in the chat. Guitar Glenn is on. Robin Aroni's on. Judy Anita is on. Skunk 71 is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Lady Vu is on. Hands Like Donovan is on. Volvo 960 is on. Scooter Magruder is on. General Plowman is on. Lost my place there. It shifted on me. There we go. Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. Mobetto 1 is on. Leon Fish Puppy's on. TJT1 is on. Jim Brody is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Johnny F62 is on. K4VMS is on. Let me see here. Jim Kohler is on. 8Dad1 is on. Hassle-Free TV is on. Ellie is on. Let me see here. Screwed it up here. Hold on a second. Oh. Gosh, I hate these freaking things. But anyway. All right, here we go. S. Clark, 1968 is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Conservative Warrior, 65 is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Producer Aaron is on. Richard Perry, 49 is on. Let me see here. Greg Nine Mon is on. Sexy Pony is on. Keeper 1376 is on. T Wolf 3 is on. Confederate 1 is on. Big Scott 1 is on. Scott a lot is on. Granite 2468 is on. Daynow 59 is on. Uncle Wally is on. Let me see. Agravane is on. Scooting down here. Dr. Hank is on. Let me see here. Lady Vu is on. Sammy Jr. is on. Greg Ninemon is on. Big Scott 1 is on. Scooting down to the bottom here. Hit just about everybody. Got just about everybody. Oh, let's hop right to this now. People don't want to hear about Epstein, but you know what, everybody? Put it side by side, would you, Aaron, real quick? Just to that pic right there. There you go. Who's talking about Epstein? Everybody. I don't want to hear another Epstein rant tonight. Well, you know what? Okay, switch to somebody who's not doing an Epstein rant. Whoops. Everybody is. You know why? Because it's huge news. I got a stack of other stuff, but you know what? It all pales in comparison right now. That's just the way that life is. And you know who gets upset about it are people who are afraid that Trump is being damaged. Guess what? Trump is being damaged. If you're going to go up and bold-faced lie, and you have the former FBI director talking about a black book, and that's going to be released on day one, and then now your FBI director is saying there is no black book, it's a little bit of a conflict. Wouldn't everybody agree? And maybe we ought to talk about it and continue to talk about it. It's called putting pressure on an administration that you voted for. It really is that simple. Instead, people will take their toys and they go home. Boo-hoo-hoo. Switch to Bannon. Oops, that's what he's talking about. Switch to Alex Jones. Oops, that's what he's talking about. How about the Hodge twins? Oops, that's what they're talking about. Charlie Kirk. Oops, that's what he's talking about. Sorry, that's just the way that life is. All right, let's go to it. Grace Chong video. Bannon, can't DOJ just petition the court? This is something I never even thought of. We're getting caught up in, you know, the DOJ denying that they have the evidence. Does everybody realize? Because I didn't. I never thought of it till today by listening to all the shows that are talking about the Epstein case. Weird, isn't it? I mean, listening to Bannon because he's talking about the Epstein case. So you know what? I actually learned something today, you know? But anyway... So I never thought about who else holds all of this evidence. A myriad of other places. We're going to focus on one here with Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch and Steve Bannon. But, I mean, you have the entire nation of Israel holds all the evidence. MI6 holds all the evidence. In my opinion, all the evidence hasn't been destroyed at the U.S. because what they're going to talk about here is that there is district courts that tried, obviously, Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein and have his client list on that has not been destroyed by the DOJ because it's not held by the DOJ. But anyway, Bannon from Grace Chong, can't DOJ just petition the court to unseal Epstein docs and release everything? Tom Fitton, yes, play for me.
Fitton, can't the Justice Department approach the court and say, give them a petition to unseal the evidence that's sealed and then bundle it with everything they've got and just put it out there? Isn't that the most basic thing you can do?
Yes, and I've heard, you know, that that's something the Justice Department has refused to do. They told us that in the memo. They don't want to do it. But I don't know how many documents there are at issue. Maybe we don't need the documents that are under seal. I don't know. Again, this is a black box, and FOIA is designed to open that box up and see exactly what is it you mean. What documents, how many documents are at issue? Remember, the FBI, both Cash and Pam were talking about how the FBI interfered with their efforts to disclose this information up in New York. Do you remember that? I remember it. They were talking about it. Nothing in the memo about that. Who obstructed the release of the information? Our lawsuit's about that. They haven't given us anything on it yet. And the president can accelerate the FOIA, and the agency heads can accelerate the FOIA process. And it's all, you know, all it takes is political will. I mean, we were in court the other day, Steve, trying to get the Biden family emails out of the archives. They come into court, Justice Department attorney working for Pam Bondi says, we've got 700 more documents to review. We need 30 months.
God.
30 months. And by the way, even if we don't want to give, if we don't want to give you some of these documents, it's not reviewable under the law. So, you know, you may have to wait up to 12 years or something like that. So, you know, that's me, and I'm
this
not blaming
the Justice
lawyer
Department.
Personally.
Hang on. This is the Justice
that's
Department.
That's a failure of leadership on FOIA and transparency. The biggest issue in recent American history, the corruption of the Biden family. We've got a Trump Justice Department lawyer working and reporting to Pam Bondi and her colleagues, working representing the archives. Who's the archivist now? Marco Rubio? Coming in and says Judicial Watch may have to wait up to 2.5 more years before we get the full detail on what Joe Biden was up to when he was in the Obama administration.
See, this is why you don't discount talking about Epstein. Another Epstein rant, I'm going home. Okay, this is why you don't, because there's a lot of other information that's attached to it. Now you find out via Judicial Watch and their FOIA requests, because here they are looking into their, this is an Epstein conversation. Whoops. They're having an Epstein conversation, but you find out that Tom Fitton is putting in a FOIA request for all the Biden family emails. Remember, all the people that received preemptive pardons. So he's looking into these Biden family emails. And here it is. These are the same people. It's, again, it all comes down to this every single time. It's amazing to me how people don't see it and how people continue to follow. A lot of the people that are upset about talking about Epstein over and over again were for the Iran strike because they're being humiliated day after day after day because they continue to sycophantically follow the quote unquote experts and the heads of these agencies. Oh, you know what? The Department of Defense says bomb Iran, so we're going to bomb Iran. Trust the experts. Okay, and again, these same people, a lot of them didn't trust the experts with the vaccine, but now they're going to trust the experts for a precision strike over Iran. It's the same sycophantical mindset following the exact same people over and over and over again over the cliff. Here you have it. This is Bondi. This is Trump's DOJ. Why doesn't Trump's DOJ just have an open FOIA door for Tom Fitton? Why does he even need to file paperwork? He should come in and say, Judicial Watch, and they say, oh, you know what? Whatever you want. Here it is. Why is that not happening? Because the Trump administration, whether it's Trump himself, which I would have never said, I wouldn't even have thought it was Trump himself, but somebody put in the chat earlier, I'm trying to remember who you were, but anyway, sorry, I'm not giving you due credit. Well, the buck stops, you said it during the pregame, the buck stops with Trump. And you're right. Trump knows what's going on here. Okay, does he know that Judicial Watch is doing a FOIA request for the Biden emails? I doubt that he does. But it's Bondi's DOJ that goes in and says to Tom Fitton on the front lines of vaccines, the front lines of COVID, the front lines of Russian collusion gate, of Russia gate, on the front lines of COVID, on the front lines of every last thing, on the front lines of these preemptive pardons, on the front lines of the Biden crimes. He has exposed more, him and James O'Keefe have exposed more than anybody. So you should have an open door for Trump's DOJ. Wouldn't you agree, Aaron?
Yeah.
You'd be like, hey, this is one of our guys. This is one of our soldiers. Open door for you.
100%.
Well, what does he get told by Trump's DOJ? Oh, you know what? You can have why would Trump's DOJ be protecting Joe Biden? Joe Biden tried to shoot him twice, tried to put him in prison for 700 years and bankrupt him. And now you're going to protect him? Because once they cross into D.C., They get people in their ears that advocate for them to do the exact same, to do that, to actually protect the people that were already there. But here's the thing. They don't ever protect the actual conservatives. The neocon, whether they're neocon MAGA morons or neocon Republicans, whoever they are, they will get protection. But the legitimate conservative, like Trump was in 17, I hope he still is, but 17 to 21, when you're a legitimate conservative, or actually just a legitimate outsider, you don't even have to be a conservative, just a legitimate outsider that's a threat to the establishment inside of D.C., what we call the status establishment, they get no protection whatsoever. You get banned. You get bankrupted. You get sued into oblivion. I mean, you look at Bannon. Bannon's legit. That's why he spent 4 months in federal prison. The only person sitting in federal prison until Navarro took his place that was sitting there for a misdemeanor crime. For 4 months, he sat in federal prison. So, I mean, if you're an actual legitimate, like right now, Bannon is talking about Epstein. Bannon is against this whole thing. Bannon was against the Iran strike because Bannon is going to tell you the truth. Does that mean that he's not going to still try to push Trump? No, because I'm still trying to push Trump. Trump is certainly better than the alternative. But again, even when you get down to the alternative, when you're looking at the debt clock, what's the difference? Because once you've hit the Titanic, we have already hit the Titanic. We've already hit the iceberg. Now, who's in control of the ship now? It's Trump. What's the difference between him and Kamala? Because all that matters are those spinning red numbers right there. That's all that matters when it comes to the Titanic. I know there's a lot of other issues that matter, but it really won't matter when America's bankrupt. Really, we don't have to worry about Iran precision strikes anymore when we have no ability to buy weapons, when we're completely bankrupt. The $37 trillion in debt, I want to remind everybody that in 2000, we were less than $1 trillion in debt. In 2000, 25 years ago. So we put on $37 trillion worth of debt in 25 years. Okay, so I mean, this we are hemorrhaging. The hole is being full of ice cold salt water. Okay, so Trump is in charge, but this hasn't changed. And unless this changes, it really doesn't matter who's in charge. This has to change. Yes, he's certainly better on the border. But he's spending us into oblivion, spending money on the border. But here's the thing. And I'm like, I have no problem with that spending, but that means you have to cut somewhere else. You're going to have to touch entitlements instead of nobody. Social Security, Medicaid's ever going to be touched. You're going to have to touch it. Social Security is nothing but a Ponzi scheme. There's no money in it. The people who are paying in are the people paying out. So it's a Ponzi scheme. All right, so back to where I was, guys. You can take that off. But Aaron, thank you for keeping that holster. But anyway, so you have Tom Fitton going in, filing his FOIA request. Pam Bondi's DOJ tells him, you know what, no problem. We'll give you the Biden emails in 30 months. 2.5 years for the Biden emails? Why? And then up to 12 years. So 30 months to 12 years, you'll have them in your hand. I mean, do you see? You're like, we all voted for everything to change. Has it changed? Okay, I'm trying to remember. Alex Jones put it up today. I think we're 169 days in, something like that, into this. So almost halfway through the first year. What's changed? Why can't Tom Fitton get the copy of the Biden emails? Isn't that all public record? Yeah, because it's called a FOIA request. It is for the public records. And by the way, who runs the archives where all these emails are stored? Marco Rubio. So we basically have two status Republicans, establishment Republicans, telling a conservative warrior like Tom Fitton, no. Marco Rubio and Pam Bondi, once again. Marco Rubio, precision strike in Iran. Okay, it's the same old thing over and over and over again. I'm going to deep dive. I got new stuff on Israel. I mean, folks, it's all a giant hoax for the Christians who are still holding on to the vapor of you bless Israel, you'll be blessed. You need to understand that most of the Israelis are not Israelis. You're like, what are you talking about? It's called being whether you're Semitic or not, whether you have Semite in you or not. You ever looked at the lineage of these people and how many people change their names and they're actually Slavic? I want you to just do me this favor before you go to bed tonight. Research Benjamin Netanyahu's real name. Because a lot of them come from Eastern European countries and change their names two Hebrew names, just so you know. And and that's the whole, we got to support Israel, got to bomb Iran, for what? A country that cannot reach us with a missile. They can't. They can't reach us with a missile. They can't even fly one over, but we have to bomb. And everyone just keeps following this stuff. And that's why you have to deep dive into Epstein, because it's another problem, another promise that isn't kept. And before we get done tonight, I'm going to go over all the positive things that Trump has done, because I still support him. He's still certainly better than Kamala. I mean, can you imagine what it would be like having it? I mean, here's the thing. On her cackle alone, he's better. I mean, just never having to watch her. I mean, because once she got elected as president, it's almost for sure that she would have been reelected as president. So we would have had to endure 8 years of every single time she went to, but she wouldn't have to worry about the cackle anymore, because many of her supporters told her, you need to cut back the cackle. If you notice how during the campaign she stopped cackling as much, then it would be unfettered, because she's already president. So might as well not hold back now. So we had 8 years of cackle. So on that alone, he's better. But anyway, so another Grace Chong video. Here's MTG. Aaron, what's she talking about today?
Epstein.
Oh, there another person talking. Oh, yeah, self-deport. Get off the. I don't want to listen to another rant on Epstein. Okay, that's brilliant. Just everybody's talking about it. But anyway, all right. Grace Chong video. MTG. Ghislaine Maxwell is in prison. Her little black book had over 2,000 names in it. But Aaron, it no longer exists.
Of course.
Play for me.
Your recommendation is FBI and DOJ need to turn over all the information they have?
My recommendation is this case should not be closed. We have Ghislaine Maxwell is in prison right now, and her little black book was ordered to be sealed under the court. And it has over 2,000 names of rich, powerful people and politicians in that contact list. So there's nothing wrong with asking these questions. There's nothing wrong with saying, we want to know more about this. And I think that's important. It's important to say, I support President Trump and his administration, while continuing to say, we want more answers on this. That's not disloyalty. That's actually thinking for yourself, and it's actually pushing for better accountability. And that's what the American people deserve. And I think it's incredibly important to keep asking those questions. The American people are fed up with what they consider to be being lied to or told a narrative that's not true. And that's what this election was about, not only in 2016, but again in 2020 and 2024. The American people demand that the deep state no longer control this country. The American people demand loyalty and truth and transparency. And that is the right thing to continue to search for.
See, now I want you to think of the asinine idiocy that you and I are being asked to swallow right now. I mean, I want you to think about the pile of feces that you and I are being asked to swallow that they're telling us is chocolate. You know, piss on my leg and tell me it's raining. Right now, they're telling us, they give us a big old box of feces that are shaped like chocolates. And they're telling you, as you're eating them, and you know that's feces, just keep eating them. Because, you know, we gave you these chocolates. Don't you believe that they're chocolates? No, they smell like poop and they taste like poop. So I know it's poop. So no, thank you. I don't want them anymore. But if you're going to be a MAGA loyalist, you have to continue to eat the poop. Then you need to create a carved image of Donald Trump and burn incense to it. Okay. That's what you need to do. But think about it. Because Donald Trump yesterday, by the way, it was a conservative media outlet. And now what's happening is, and this has been confirmed by Alex Jones, is that Donald Trump's FBI, this sounds eerily familiar to Joe Biden's FBI communicating with social media platforms. Well, Donald Trump's FBI is now communicating with conservative social media platforms and telling them that if you continue on with these Epstein rants, that you're no longer going to have White House access.
Wow.
Okay. Now, I don't want another Epstein rant. Okay. You're a dummy. You're an ignoramus of a human being. You really are. Because this needs to be addressed over and over again, because this pressure can cause somebody to reverse course. That's the point of it all. Not to mention, that's what everybody's talking about. It is the headline news. So here, you know, what Trump is asking us to swallow. So you had a conservative media outlet yesterday in a very nice way, ask him questions, ask Pam Bondi, and then Trump took over, and then Bondi re-answered. But asked about Epstein. He goes, are you really going to ask about Epstein? Are you really? I mean, are we really going to? Yeah, you know what, Donald Trump? Yeah, because The person that you hired to be your FBI director made sure that he went and prostituted himself in every single social media platform and punditry show he could get on and say, day one, black book. And now we're being told to eat the chocolate of, and there is no black book. Believe us. You know, but that's, I mean, but sadly, that's what a lot of neocon MAGA morons do. If Trump tells you to believe it, you believe it. I'm so shocked none of you got vaccinated when he told you to. I mean, that's what sycophantical, that's what sycophantical ideologies come from. And what sycophantical vulnerabilities come from is when people start to distrust when a person says something. Because Trump right now, it's absolutely obvious to everybody. And you should hear the line of people. And by the way, like I watched all of Alex Jones today, or listened to all of Alex Jones today. Guess what he talked about, Aaron?
Epstein?
Yeah, the entire time.
Oh, wow.
The entire time. Because you try to talk about other things, but you can't. I mean, they would veer off like I do, veer off and talk about other things, but you can't because this is a major betrayal. What they want is for everybody to stop talking about it.
Yep.
It's like they wanted you to stop talking about COVID and just get in your house and comply. I'm not doing that ever, ever. This is how it works. And you're like, Tom, don't you worry about losing viewers and church members? No, no, not at all. Not for a second. Just so you know, man, you're cold hearted. Maybe, I don't know, but not at all. I don't worry about it. I mean, Rumble's screwed me. They've screwed us this podcast. Facebook has screwed this podcast. YouTube has screwed this podcast. I mean, Rumble screwed it for different reasons, but I mean, you just can't worry about it. You just have to go out and fire all barrels, baby.
Yep.
And let the chips fall where they may, because you're not going to please everybody. There's no way to please everybody, and you're going to get banned. You're going to get banned or screwed over anyway. So you might as well just preach the truth. Or talk about the truth. But anyway, so that box of feces chocolates that we're being asked to swallow as if it's a Whitman sampler. think about the asinine idiocy of what Donald J. Trump is asking you to believe right now. As Marjorie Taylor Greene said, the black book. So there's a black, by the way, this is what goes back to Fenton and Bannon talking about go to the district courts because they have custody of this evidence. The black book is held by a district court somewhere. Because now we're told, unless it was a federal case and it went somehow into the FBI archives or what, I don't think it could. But anyway, it could. It depends on who had jurisdiction of the case. It would go back into their property. And you would have to have physically destroyed it. And maybe they did. And everybody was part of that. And by the way, you can prove who physically destroyed it. You know how you can prove it? Because there is video footage in every single property section of every single law enforcement agency on the planet.
Yep.
I'll just talk about Sarasota County Sheriff's Office. You want to go into Sarasota County Sheriff's Office property section? First of all, you can't. That solves it, doesn't it, Aaron?
Yeah.
You know, I get in there as a sergeant with the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office. I can't. The cops? What if you were the sheriff? Can't. Can't go in there. You go in and there is a property officer. And you sign, and you are on video, and you are signing everything. That's it. And you turn it in. And really, it's very difficult to ever touch it again pre-trial, ever. You can add on to it, but you really can't ever extract it and take it out. And then after everything is exhausted, when the entire all cases are closed, and there's no tributary case ever possible, then they finally destroy the evidence. But you can't. That solves it, doesn't it? You actually, when you put your property in, you put it in. And there is actually a laminating machine in there. You put it in a bag, a plastic bag, and you seal it shut. And you put a stamp on it. That's at the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office. So this black book that was ordered to be sealed at trial, according to Donald J. Trump, no longer exists. Can anybody explain that to me? How is that any different than Bill Clinton or Joe Biden, right, or Hussein Obama? Explain to me how that's any different. Just explain that. I would love to know that, because it certainly is not any different. And for him to jump that, are we really still talking about Epstein? Yeah, I think that when he has, according to Pam Bondi, 250 rape victims, and by the way, it's probably 10 times that, because she's a blonde ditz who has no idea what she's talking about. She's really a dumb human being. I mean, sorry, we all just going to have to acknowledge it now that what happened with Matt Gaetz, I tried to swallow it, was a Holocaust and probably on purpose. He probably ushered her in on purpose, because Gaetz, I've seen Gaetz on Iran and he is fervently against it. I haven't seen Gates on the Epstein stuff yet. I need to switch over to his account and check on it. But anyway, so you have this black book at the trial, physically at the trial. It's right there, black book. I mean, it's real. I'm trying to find something that even looks like a book. As real as this, there's the black book. Here's the black book, and now Cash Patel, Bongino, Donald Trump, Bambani tell us it doesn't exist. This no longer exists. You mean what I'm looking at? Yeah, it no longer exists. So you're telling me to do what George Orwell told us to do in 1984, just deny what we see with our eyes. That's the Whitman box of feces that you're asking me to eat, and you're telling me it's chocolates. There's an actual black book with, get this now, 2,000 names on it, but Aaron, it's not a client list.
Oh, okay.
It's just a black book with names, but it's not a client list.
All right, of course.
Again, it's not CRT, it's TRC. It's not the Steele dossier, it's the dossier of Steele. So, Brennan, were you ever in possession of the Steele dossier? No, I never was. He says under oath. But what he says behind doors, you see what I did there, guys? See what I did there? I was never in possession of the Steele dossier. I was in possession of the dossier of Steele. That's what they do, just like Bill Clinton with the meaning of the word is. Remember that in his testimony? Right. That's what they do. And by the way, all this crap, and I just want you to know it's crap, Kyle Serafin, FBI whistleblower, from Alex Jones, all of this diversion that you're seeing now, amazing how it came out today, that they're doing an investigation on Comey and Brennan and Clapper. Hmm. Today, it comes out. Now, let me ask you a question there. Now, just like the day that they denied that there was ever a client list. And have you seen like the idiots like Ben Shapiro have now come out and said, you know, it's probably pretty evident now that he never committed any crimes. That Epstein is just all these accusations are false because, you know, he's probably Mossad, probably paid Mossad asset. But anyway, so just like the day that they announced that there is no Epstein client list is the day that Benjamin Netanyahu waltzes into the cabinet meeting and announces that he's going to be nominating Donald Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize. And everybody knows that the blueprint to Donald J. Trump's heart is to flatter him.
Yeah.
And Benjamin Netanyahu is playing him like an 8-string guitar. Okay? That's what he's doing. So then everybody's exploding at this, and they think they're going to throw us a bone. And it's just you, Tom. No, it's me. It's the Hodge twins and many other people that are through the roof over this. So then they think they're going to throw us a bone by saying that they are going to investigate. They're now under official investigation. Comey, Clapper, and Brennan. All right. Now, what does that mean? Look me in the eye now. I want you to understand. Nothing.
Yep.
Okay, now because they think that means, by the way, most people now that are MAGA don't even know who James Clapper is. Unless you're a loser like me, and this is how you spend your life, then you don't even know who James Clapper is or what he was. They barely know who Brennan was, and they might know who Comey was. Comey has been the FBI director, Aaron, since 2017.
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, nobody knows who these people are.
Yep.
Now, I'm going to cover two parts of this. If you were going to conduct an investigation, like, again, I was never a high-level investigator, ever. I was always school resource and patrol. That's all I ever did. I never did murder investigations. I never did high-level robbery investigations. I did street-level crime. That's it, all right? I mean, I saw horrific sights and all that because you're responding to it as, as an emergency response, personnel. But anyway, so, I mean, I saw all the horrific stuff and did all that, but I never did the thorough investigation. So I'm not claiming expertise that I don't know. But I do know this. I've obviously been around cops for most of my adult life, from 1992 to 2017. So I can tell you this, that when you are opening an investigation, who do you not tell? The person you're investigating. Mm-hmm. So you go on national freaking TV on Fox News, and you announce publicly that you're investigating Clapper, Brennan, and Comey? You never do that. And again, I'm getting all of this from Kyle Serafin, who's FBI agent, special agent for the FBI, now a whistleblower, who Bongino has turned on. They used to be good friends, and they did the podcast and stuff. Now Bongino's turned on Seraphim. He turned on him before the Epstein incident, though. Mm. Weird, isn't it? So, and obviously Seraphim will tell you that if you're being investigated, the very first time you ever find out about it, you may have suspicions that, you know, because maybe you did something and you're like, that may rise to the level of me being investigated. You may have suspicions, but you will never hear it from the people investigating you. Well, I mean, think about it. If you wanted to investigate somebody, would you tell them that you were going to investigate them? Why would you ever tell them and give them the ability to tamper with or destroy evidence? I mean, these people, it's Bondi and it's Trump and it's Patel and it's Bongino. They are looking like absolute morons. I mean, I so want to use a bad word right now with the word clown on the end of it. They look like absolute, I'll clean it up, butt clowns.
Yeah.
They really do. They look like butt clowns. I mean, who in the world? I mean, I want you to think about it. You don't have to be a cop to have understood this or an investigator to understand this. You know, who in the world, if somebody committed a crime, who in the world would go up to the criminal and say, I'm investigating you? They'll destroy all the evidence or run. I mean, it's such an absolute joke. It is infantile. It is juvenile. It's asinine. And that's what they do to that. And by the way, if you're going to give me a deflection, give me something better.
For real.
Then Comey. Thank you, Aaron. Brennan or Clapper. And here's the last thing. So when you go after them, what are you going to do once you find out about their malfeasance? Oh, we're going to prosecute them. No, you can't. The statute of limitations have run out on all their crimes unless they committed a capital offense. Source: Kyle Seraphim, special agent, FBI. So unless they committed treason, which nobody has been tried for treason since Eisenhower's administration. Everyone's treason. Okay. I mean, listen, there's people who have committed treason. They should be executed for treason, but they weren't. It's not going to happen. You honestly think they're going to string up Comey, Clapper, and Brennan. So even if you do investigate them, the most that you could possibly do is publicly expose them and end up enabling them to get $500,000 a speech on the speaking circuit. You'll make them richer. So what's the point? I mean, and again, we have an actual incident right now that's well within the statute of limitations, because a lot of these Epstein crimes, they have nothing to do with federal crimes where they only have a 5-year statute of limitations if it's not a capital offense. There's lots of people to be prosecuted for child sex crimes here, and we're supposed to act like it doesn't matter. Why, Tom, do you bring up Israel? Because we all know. I mean, first of all, Epstein himself is an Israeli. We know that. We know he's controlled by Mossad. We know he's controlled by the CIA and MI6 and maybe Russian intel. Who knows? I mean, again, the coincidences, I mean, they just keep lining up over and over again. And people think on the positive side, it's being espoused that Trump is using the Epstein black book that doesn't exist, Aaron, to leverage the globalist. It's one side of the argument. And then the other side of the argument is the black book's being used to leverage him. So who looks like the dog and who looks like the tail right now? Well, do you realize, oh man, I wish I could remember his name. Excellent guest today. Matthew Bracken on Alex Jones. Listen to this today. This will interest you as a former war fighter. Do you realize that if you look at the wars that we're getting into, because obviously the answer is we're the tail and we're being wagged by the dog, which is Israel. That's a fact. I mean, come on, everybody's bought by AIPAC. I mean, $200 million of AIPAC money is in Donald Trump's campaign. $200 million, folks. $200 million, all right? And now he's being nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize for a precision missile strike. But you need to listen to that. I may cut it and send it in to the podcast tomorrow, and it's like the 10-15 minute spiel by Matthew Bracken on Alex Jones's show, because it's so good. He's a tactical military expert. I mean, he's a military intel tactical expert. But anyway, so he's talking about how much, like, basically, just using money as an example, and I'll jump off of this, but each missile that Iran shoots, as he said, is basically a cannonball, and it's going to land somewhere, no matter what you do. They spend maybe $100,000 a missile, and we spend $4 to $5 million shooting them down, each missile, every time we shoot them down. All of those missiles that are supposed to be used, all of our air defense missiles that are used to shoot down incoming missiles, have basically been used up in a 12-day war. Basically the missiles that are supposed to be used on our destroyers to protect our carriers are gone. So who's wagging the dog? Because that's really we're the dog, because we're supposed to be the big one. And somebody's wagging us instead of the dog wagging the tail. The tail is wagging the dog. So that will show you who's being influenced by the Epstein Black Book. That doesn't exist, Aaron.
No, of course.
Even though it was there at trial, physically at trial, right? Here's the Black Book right here, at trial.
Nope, not real.
Not there, not real. Don't believe it.
Doesn't exist.
It's like one of those magic shows on the streets of New York.
And it's gone.
It's gone, like behind your ear. All right, Grace Chong video. Oh, no, go to the next one. Green Lives Matter video. Remember, this is the suicided Virginia Gouffre, who fought for her life after being strangely hit by a bus. How many people get hit by a bus every year? None, statistically speaking. But she was strangely hit by a bus, just out of the blue, of course. And now fights for her life, kind of an amazing recovery, and then decides to kill herself.
Right.
Fights for her life for months, fights for life, and then kills herself. And, as a mother of a couple kids. Green Lives Matter video, suicided Virginia Dufresne. Ghislaine Maxwell has blackmail videos of politicians, royalty, and government officials. Play for me.
He needs to be held accountable. We need to show the world that the rich and the mighty can fall too.
Do you think that Ghislaine's life is in danger?
Absolutely. If she squeals on some of the people that she has videos on, they won't be happy with her talking about that.
And when you say that she has videos, or she has knowledge of videos that exist about people like who? People, well-known names?
Very well-known names. The government officials, the politicians, the royalty, they were taping everybody every moment. When you walked into the New York mansion, to Palm Beach, everything was being filmed.
Do you think people knew they were being taped?
No.
No.
I do not. Not at all.
Dufresne alleges Maxwell and Epstein were blackmailing the wealthy and the powerful. She says Maxwell's arrest marked a major turning point in the fight for justice.
Somehow, though, somebody who's a prior rape victim from several high... Go ahead and put that up right there, Will. Colin Rugg tweet. This former rape victim. Now, I guess she was raped by nobody. Aaron, is it possible? I mean, you need to help me understand, because what we're hearing from Cash Patel and Dan Bongino and Donald J. Trump and Pam Bondi, and I want to name them all four every time, is that she was raped by nobody because there is no client list.
Right.
But it had to be a client that raped her, but there's no client list whatsoever. Again, that's the Whitman box of chocolates that we're being asked to eat that are all actually dog poop. I mean, we're being asked to believe that she was raped by nobody. Look at this. Just in, a single name is redacted in the list of individuals who get slain. Ghislaine Maxwell allegedly directed underage girls to have sex. Aaron, that's impossible.
Yeah.
How could she have directed underage girls to have sex with clients when there is no
client list?
I know. It's amazing, isn't it? Who is this person that's been redacted? And all of this is persona non grata because there is no client list now. I mean, she was tried and convicted of sex trafficking children to
clients
that no longer exist, because there is no client list, according to Pam Blonditz Bondi. The redacted name was next to former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, billionaire hedge fund manager Glenn Dubin, Prince Andrew, model scout Jean-Luc Brunel, and computer scientist Marvin Minsky, and very strangely, a name's redacted in a court on a court document. Hmm. When does that ever happen? But it doesn't matter what's redacted because there are no clients. I guess none of these guys are clients. I mean, Prince Andrew's basically been excommunicated out of the royal family for having sex with Virginia Giuffre, but yet he couldn't have because that would make him a client.
Right.
And there is no client list, so we all need to exonerate Prince Andrew too, by the way, according to Donald Trump. I'm surprised Donald Trump hasn't called him and said, Prince Andrew, you're exonerated. Welcome back to the royal family. Amazing. All right, let's go to the next one. I don't even know what the next one is. Oh, here we go. More proof. Everyone remembers this. We covered it on the podcast when it came out. What was the settlement and why if there is no list? Why would J.P. Morgan need to give the victims $300 million?
What victims?
Or it's correct because you can't have a victim without a client. I'm surprised J.P. Morgan isn't suing to try to retract their money. Right. I'm surprised they're not suing to claw back their money because there can't be any victims because there are no clients. And all these video, 10,000 hours of videos or 10,000 videos, not 10,000 hours, 10,000 videos, and you can't tell what. And by the way, we heard from Kash Patel about, you know, all these videos and all this evidence, and then Pam Bondi says she has it. And she'll never release it because it's child porn. And I guess you saw, and I'm making the delineation between Jeffrey Epstein had downloaded child porn. And, which by the way, I don't buy it. I'll tell you why in a minute. But anyway, and she's never going to release the child porn. You see, that's another deflection because what she's trying to do is actually make it sound like you're requesting child porn to be released. Therefore, putting her in the righteous stance of not releasing it.
Right.
It's a little Potomac two-step deflection. Nobody's asking for, none of us want to see any of the child porn. None of us want, that's your job, Pam. That's your job. That's why you're making multi-millions of dollars, which she will eventually with this job and all of her speaking engagements and everything else. So, I mean, that's your job. And that's Bongino's and Patel's job and all the line agents out there. And by the way, they disseminated all this information to field offices. It all got, when the FBI raided the FBI in the Southern District of New York under James Dennehy and then fired Dennehy, which we all thought at that time, it's all coming out. Didn't you? I did. I honestly did. I was stupid enough to believe that, you know, that we were going to do forensic audits on elections too. But anyway, but I was told that's not democratic. To actually find out what's true is a threat to democracy. But anyway, I digress.
Good times.
Yeah, good times back then. And that's what got me banned off social media. But anyway.
Yeah.
And all of that got sent out to field offices for people to individually investigate specific victims according to jurisdictional boundaries. Nothing's ever happened though. And that's the argument that Alex Jones espouses. He's not advocating for it. He's not saying it's true. He's saying the possibility is that Donald Trump said, look, I put this all out and we're about to investigate it. Does anybody want to stop persecuting me? And he's using it as leverage. Okay. Is that possible? And if it turns out to be true, then I'll come out and say that I was wrong. But the thing is, there right now, there's no evidence of that. Because we keep doing the bidding of the perpetrators. So we are not leveraging the perpetrators. The perpetrators are leveraging us.
Yep.
Because we went and bombed Iran. I mean, no new wars. We were promised no new wars. We were promised the Epstein files. We were promised a lot of things. And by the way, Donald Trump, I have a whole list. And I'm not going to, even if I don't get to the slides, I'm going to get to my list of all the positive things that he's done. I will do that before we close because that needs to be acknowledged. But you have to, as with anybody, you have to hold people's feet to the fire. You do. You have to hold. Listen, when I said penis hole from the pulpit, my wife held me accountable.
For sure.
Okay?
For sure.
And you know what she should have done? Held me accountable because I never should have said penis hole from the pulpit. I was talking about midwives in England being trained. This is legit, by the way. This is a legit story, but you still don't use penis hole from the pulpit, all right? I mean, some people bring their kids in there, even though we have a children's church, and they really don't need to hear penis hole on Sunday morning. But anyway, I digress. But I was talking about there as actually training going on for midwives in England for the eventuality that men will be delivering babies out of their penis holes. That's the truth, by the way. You can pull it up. It's absolutely true. We've played it on the podcast. It's true, all right? But anyway, so people need to be held accountable. Donald Trump is blowing it here. He's blowing it. Doesn't mean that everything else that he's done is discredited. I've blown it. You've blown it. We've all blown it. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We all have. There it is right there. These are actual training cartoons. I'm telling you, that's actually, that's not, what is it called, Aaron? Not sarcasm. What do you call it?
Parody.
Parody. That's not a parody account. That's for real. No, that's real. In there. That's in their pamphlet. That eventually is going to happen. A man's going to deliver a baby out of his penis hole.
So
that's the truth. Okay. And now the same people that espouse things like that are telling you that there's no Epstein client log. And people are just going to believe it. So again, judge approves JP Morgan's $200 million settlement for Epstein victims, but it's impossible for there to be Epstein victims when there are no Epstein clients. Because you'd have to be able to point out who the perpetrators were. And the last thing on this is that Epstein had in his various, Zorro Ranch, Epstein Island, every single room had a high dollar video camera filming 24/7.
Huh.
So there's no way that you can't tell who the perps are. Because he wanted to know who the perps were. He was purposely shooting them. Epstein didn't make his money doing this. He didn't make money blackmailing these people. He made money from the people paying him to blackmail these people.
Right.
He wasn't going up to Prince Andrew and saying, I got you on videotape diddling a 14-year-old. Give me money. That's not what he did. He was paid by MI6 to do that to Prince Andrew or CIA or Mossad or Russian intelligence or whoever. That's who's paying him. We went over last night. He guys are very weird. Everyone talks about him being a billionaire. Very weird how he became a billionaire working alone in his apartment. That's a CIA op. And everybody knows it. And that's why it needs to be addressed. You know, and just on this too, you have the former federal prosecutor, Alex Acosta. Everybody's probably heard that name over the last couple of days. That's the prosecutor in the Southern District of Florida, in the Miami area. He said on the record that this is the federal prosecutor on the record said that Epstein is a intel asset and he was told by the intel community to go light on him. But there's no client list. And Trump has the audacity to say, you're still talking about Epstein? Yeah, we are. And Alex Acosta was hired as his labor secretary. As Trump's labor secretary, until he had to resign over the handling of the Epstein case. All right, go to the next one for me. Shadow of Ezra tweet. Meet Canada's new prime minister, Mark Carney. Pictured here alongside notorious child sex trafficker, which is impossible, right, Aaron? Because there are no...
There's clients.
There's no clients. So no clients. You can't be a trafficker
if
you don't have clients to traffic to.
Right.
Even though there's a book at the trial that everybody could see that had her 2,000 clients in it.
No.
That doesn't exist now, according to the experts. This wasn't just any gathering. It took place at Carney's sister-in-law's estate, Cornbury Park, a known hotspot for globalist elites. Is Mark Carney a client of Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell? They all are, basically. And let me show you this one sent in by a producer, Aaron. Who's Cash Patel's girlfriend? Let's see here. Part of the Israeli Defense Forces. That's weird. Listen, you think that people aren't part of the globalist party, and they are. Are you saying, Tom, that Cash Patel is being unduly influenced by Israel? And I hope not. It's kind of strange, though, isn't it? You have all of these links to Israel, and Epstein is Jewish himself, and obviously a Mossad asset, and Cash Patel's girlfriend is... let's see here. Part of it has been at least. Oh, wait, let's read it. Marissa Strait, CEO of PragerU, was born. PragerU advocates heavily for Israel. Born in Los Angeles and moved to Israel. Who does that, by the way? At a young age, where she completed her primary education and served in military intel, Unit 820 of the Israeli Defense Forces. But there's nothing to see here, Aaron.
No.
Nothing to see. Never. Even though AIPAC gave Donald Trump $200 million. Epstein is Jewish, obviously an asset of Mossad, and now Donald Trump's pretending like Epstein doesn't exist. Kind of weird. I mean, I know it's all coincidence. All right, finally change the subject. Let's go to the next one. Eric Doherty tweet. Rep. Ana Paulina Luna threatens to have CCP-linked billionaire Neville Singham's assets frozen after he refuses to appear before Congress, a United States citizen, by the way, before Congress regarding funding the LA riots. If he decides to hide in China, he's suspiciously moved to China. And well, now, yeah, it's weird. And that's a whole nother program. A whole nother thing. Somebody was requesting me to do a Flynn deep dive. Man, I could. I would love to do that. Maybe I will. Aaron wants me to do those shows. So, but anyway, if he decides to hide in China, we will now be asking the State Department and Treasury to freeze his assets. So there you go. Now, that's the person who actually funded the LA riots. Here's a better deep dive. A Dutch video. Who's funding the LA ICE riots? Play it for me.
Who's funding the LA ICE riots? Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna gave a name. Neville Singham is the man funding these riots. Not a fringe conspiracy, a billion-dollar fact. Neville Roy Singham, former tech CEO, sold his company ThoughtWorks for nearly $800 million, then disappeared into Shanghai, where he now operates inside a Chinese communist propaganda ecosystem. He's not donating to charity. He's building a political influence machine. Tens of millions funneled through shell nonprofits like the People's Support Foundation into radical activist groups like the Party for Socialism and Liberation, the Answer Coalition, Code Pink, and Breakthrough News, groups tied to anti-ICE actions in LA. PSL was on the ground. They weren't random protesters. They had funding, they had infrastructure, and they had a message that mirrored Singham's pro-CCP anti-American ideology. Meanwhile, Shirla, the respectable face of immigration advocacy, got over $34 million in taxpayer funding and worked closely with protest organizers. They're not violent, but they laid the foundation. This isn't just outrage. It's foreign influence agitation, funded by a billionaire ideologue with open ties to communist China. They're not just marching, they're maneuvering. And now we know who's bankrolling the moves. My friends, we are all anonymous. And we just pulled back the mask.
So, you know, whether it's Epstein or Neville Singham, you have to ask chicken, egg, chicken. Because a lot of these people are called billionaires. Are they really billionaires? I mean, you know that Elon Musk, because you can trace his entire life, that he made his billions. He got the government subsidies, but he actually produced a product. But whether it's like you have the Pritzker family, that's like Hyatt Hotels, governor of the state of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, who are, by the way, going to be running the rebuilding of Ukraine. It's weird how everybody just knows each other, but don't worry, Aaron, it's all a coincidence.
Of course.
Just put your head back in the sand and pretend like it all doesn't exist. But anyway, there's haves and have-nots, and the haves are very few. But you have to ask the question, is anybody? Now, of course there is. I'm just saying, but you need to ask the question, is anybody a legit billionaire? Somebody that actually made it that you and I didn't give him the money. Because if you look like right there, what he's talking about with Neville Singham, and you talk about Shirla, which is, you know, one of these basically, it's an NGO, but it helps illegals, helps them, you know, supplies illegals. But whatever their various needs are. Well, you and I pay for that. Will pays for that. Aaron pays for that. I pay for that. You pay for that. We all pay for that. It's an NGO. Well, and you look at JB, the Pritzker family, I'm trying to remember the exact number. I believe that they are over 36, it's 29 or 36 NGOs. So chicken, egg, chicken. Were they ever billionaires, or did they just become billionaires by receiving money out of NGOs? Is that how they became? Now, they may have used that money to buy Hyatt Hotels, but we need to ask. I don't know. I'm just saying. Is anybody an actual billionaire, or have you and I been the ones to create all the billionaires? Now, I know, I know there's exceptions. I'm just saying everybody needs to be scrutinized. Because when you're J.B. Pritzker, and I'll just go low end, and you are overseeing 29 NGOs or 26 or whatever it is, and you're over, now, did you make billions? Or were billions given to you of taxpayer dollars through NGOs? Because people like Neville Singham, you need to ask, how is he exactly, is he a billionaire? And did they become billionaires when they were over, like, you know, Solyndra or one of these companies that have failed and they just received all these, like you asked Solyndra company that Hussein Obama sent umpteen millions or billions to for their solar panels, and it all bombed out, but it went bankrupt. Did anybody actually go bankrupt, though? Did they just collect all the money and leave? And now they're a billionaire. Now they're a billionaire donor. And the Democrats, think about it. Just think about it. You want to talk about 4D chess. Democrats send that money to them for solar panels. They go bankrupt. They keep all the money, and then they fund Democratic Party campaigns and just live off of the interest of billions of dollars for the rest of their lives. I mean, you just have to ask that question because, like, a lot of these people, like, you, if you trace the money that Soros spends, and that's he's somebody that needs to be deep dived into, is that Soros, you need to ask, how did he ever come up? Because he's all about currency manipulation. That's what he does. He basically destroys countries' currencies, currency manipulation. How did he get his original seed money? I'd like to know. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know he's a Nazi. We know that. Absolute Nazi, confiscating Jewish families' goods and helping to imprison them and send them out to Auschwitz. But anyway, we know that. But you know, he said, if I didn't do it, somebody else would have. That was his excuse. But anyway, and now if you talk about him, you're anti-Semitic. I'd like to trace his roots too about how Semitic he really is. It really, because everything's a lie, folks. It really is a lie. So we just need to deep dive into these people and find out. How did you become a millionaire? Because I'm telling you, my opinion, strictly my opinion, most of the millionaires that you see on the public scene were made millionaires by you and I and our tax money.
Yep.
I'm telling you, they were given it through NGOs. And they, think about it, if you were just given $1 billion, Stacey Abrams, right before Biden left office, her organization was given $2 billion. John Podesta, I think it was $32 billion, right before Biden left office. You're like, well, it wasn't given to them. It was given to their NGOs. Yeah, but they pay themselves $10 million a year to run their billion-dollar NGO that never actually gives the money to where it's supposed to be given. They pay themselves. Again, it's the example that I always use. They're given $10 billion to feed starving children. They pay themselves $999 million to hand out $1 million worth of food to kids. That's what they do. Just evil, nasty people. All right, let's go to this next one. This is really good news. This makes me happy because this is such an atrocity of justice right here. Barron Trump tweet, breaking: the U.S. Court of Appeals has unanimously overturned the conviction of Douglas Mackey, who put, you know what his conviction, imagine this, I can't remember, it came out during COVID because it was, it was on the Hillary Clinton campaign, so it was Trump. So it got real public during COVID, I think, because it went a couple years before they actually prosecuted him. But all he did was put out that meme, what you're seeing right there. That is what he put out, that meme. Save the time, avoid the line, vote for Clinton, text Hillary to 59925. And right now, this had to have occurred in 2016, and now he's finally acquitted. It's 2025, folks. That's 9 years. That's the system that you and I live in. And Donald Trump is helping it to get worse or stay the same. Tom Fitton. And she is like, you're against Trump. No, I'm for the truth. Is Tom Fitton against Trump? Tom Fitton is FOIAing. And that's not a real word, but it's the best I can come up with. He's putting in a FOIA request for Biden emails. And Pam Bondi said, you're going to have to wait 30 months to 12 years. How's anything changed? It takes 9 years for Douglas Mackey to be exonerated for putting out a meme. 9 years. The U.S. Court of Appeals has unanimously overturned the conviction of Douglas Mackey, who was prosecuted by the Biden administration for posting so-called illegal memes. How can anything be an illegal meme? Mocking Hillary Clinton. So go to the next one for me, Will. Here's what Christina Wong did, and she didn't get prosecuted. System that we live in. That's why it all, people are like, okay, it's a terrible judicial system. Okay, then why are no Epstein clients being prosecuted? If Donald Trump is the solution, then why are no Epstein clients being prosecuted? Oh, wait, Aaron, what's the deal? There are no clients.
Yeah.
Here's what Christina Wong put out. Hey, Trump supporters, skip poll lines at election 2016 and text in your vote. Not one thing happened to that woman. Nothing. Douglas Mackey, 9 years later, is finally exonerated. Go to the next one for me. Here's the positive Trump stuff. A rogue judge is attempting to block the defunding Planned Parenthood, block the defunding of Planned Parenthood in the Big Beautiful Bill. This is lawless and unconstitutional. Unjust judicial activism must be overruled. Planned Parenthood must be defunded. Kyle Cheney, who's a sycophant for the left, put out breaking federal judges blocked the Big Beautiful Bill's provision. They're losing every single one of these appeals. They will eventually lose this appeal, but as is with the Mackey case, how long will it take? Although, you know, again, credit to Trump. He has played the judges well, and he's winning every time in SCOTUS, which is the next one. Go to the next one, a Gateway Pundit pick. Breaking, U.S. Supreme Court greenlights Trump's federal government purge in 8-1 ruling with only Ketanji Brown Jackson dissenting.
Shocker.
Shocking. Absolutely shocking. She's the only dissenter. This was simply, I'll read the whole thing. U.S. Supreme Court greenlights Trump's federal government purge in 8-1 ruling, mass layoffs and overhaul back on track. They basically had another district judge basically put out an injunction that Trump could not overhaul federal agencies and fire federal employees. But Trump had already put into it. Here's the article. The U.S. Supreme Court has overturned a radical Clinton appointment. This is all from Gateway Pundit, by the way. Appointed judges ruling allowing mass layoffs and sweeping restructuring efforts across 20 federal agencies to move forward immediately. The 8-1 ruling with only Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, who's an idiot, by the way, nothing to do with skin color. She's a stupid moron. That's what she is. I mean, literally a stupid human being. With only Ketanji Brown Jackson dissenting. But her alarmist dissent was so far off base that even Justice Sotomayor had to step in and gently remind Jackson that the court wasn't even ruling on the merits of the reorganization plans themselves. Here's the explanation. Justice Sotomayor made it abundantly clear in her concurrence, the executive who she voted to allow Trump to do what he wanted to do with federal agencies, which is to reorganize them, which means firing people to some extent. Sotomayor made it abundantly clear in her concurrence, the executive order merely instructed agencies to plan the reorganizations consistent with applicable law. And what Ketanji Brown Jackson comes up and says, he's not allowed to fire anybody. Donald Trump was simply asking to have agencies ready for reorganizations consistent with applicable law. So he already said, I'm going to do this according to the law. And Ketanji Brown Jackson says, you can't fire anybody. He wasn't asking to fire anybody. He was asking for a reorganization, which of course will end up being, will end up firing people, but you're allowed to do it in accordance with applicable law. He wasn't asking to violate the law. But she said, she just comes out and says, you can't violate the law. You can't fire people. He never asked to. The actual restructuring plans haven't even been challenged in this phase. She was addressing the firings, and the firings were not part of the lawsuit. That's how stupid she is. You know what? You know how you find out whether to address the firings or not? Read the court filing. She doesn't read anything. She even said it in one of the last trials I covered with her, you know, about the monotony of having to read all these things. Isn't that your job as a judge, to read all the documents? Isn't that all you have to do? The 8-1 ruling with only Ketanji Brown Jackson dissenting obliterates Clinton-appointed District Judge Susan Ilston's May 22nd temporary restraining order, which had halted thousands of reduction in force notices stalled Trump's sweeping executive order to downsize federal agencies. So Trump is back online downsizing federal agencies. I just put in this video because I want to remind everybody how stupid Ketanji Brown Jackson is. Angela Malone video, flashback, Ketanji Brown Jackson, play for me.
A definition for the word woman.
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
I can't.
You can't?
Not in this context.
So
I'm not a biologist.
The meaning of the word woman is so unclear and controversial that you can't give me a definition?
Senator, in my work as a judge, what I do is I address disputes. If there's a dispute about a definition, people make arguments, and I look at the law and I decide.
Well,
so I'm not.
The fact that you can't give me a straight answer about something as fundamental as what a woman is underscores the dangers of the kind of progressive education that we are hearing about.
So how would you ever rule on a sexual harassment case if you can't determine what a woman is? That's what we have. And then people still want to follow leadership that's given to us out of D.C. Not me. Everything will be scrutinized. All right, Wesley Hunt video. CNN accidentally reports major victories under President Trump. Play it for me.
Here are some things that have happened. Gas prices down. Economic indicators are decent. Brand new job report shows that's much better than expected. And border crossings are down. And now Trump's mega spending bill looks like it's going to be passed by Republicans. How do you Democrats fight back with the wins that Trump can tout?
Well, it depends on how you define wins, Sarah.
You know how you define wins? Wins. And he has a lot of them. Go to the next one for me. Townhall.com. Wow. S&P 500 hits a record high following the strong jobs report. The U.S. economy added 147,000 jobs in June, topping expectations. 577,000 total jobs in May. Killing it. Absolutely killing it. This is the positive part of things. And here's the thing. I'll finish with this because I said that I would as soon as I find my list here. Buried in the bottom. Here we go. So here's the positive things that Donald Trump has done. 96% of the southern border is completely closed. Mass deportations taking place right now. Ended the 12-day war. I didn't want the 12-day war, but he did keep it at a 12-day war, and there's currently a ceasefire. Credit to him. Most American presidents would never have pulled out after a precision strike, which it was a precision strike, but it was an act of war. That's the difference between me and the neocon MAGA morons. So anyway, but great job. You know what? Tying it off. He did. He ate poop, but he didn't get any on his face. Massive job growth, as the video just showed. And by the way, all those are not Biden jobs that'll later on be revised down. Remember Joe Biden? We added 1.2 million. It was actually 1.1. 1.1 million jobs. Then we found out 900,000 of them were not actually existing. That's the truth, by the way. It's 800 plus thousand. That didn't ever exist. And the jobs that did exist, of the maybe 200,000 that were left, were all government jobs or for illegal aliens. That's it. That's the truth. All right, so you got that. We're hovering around 1% to 2% inflation. Fantastic. $200 to $300 billion in tariff revenue coming in. He passes the big, beautiful bill, which I hated, but it is a political victory for him and has a lot of positive things in it, but does add $2.3 trillion to our debt. Stopped the Indian-Pakistani war, ended USAID, the Doge cuts, which have kind of disappeared, but they are still there, ended men and women's sports by defunding it federally. I mean, hey, he has NATO now giving 5% when they only have to give 2%. I mean, these are huge wins. When you actually walk into NATO and you're called daddy by basically the UN president, I don't know what his title is, UN Secretary Mark Rutte. No, not NATO Secretary Mark Rutte. No, she marched into NATO. I said UN the whole time, met NATO. NATO the whole time, and Mark Rutte, the Secretary of NATO, calls you daddy? Okay, you're winning. Okay, I mean, there's no doubt about it. I hate the Epstein stuff. I hate the Iranian strike, but all this is true, too. All of this is true, too. Peace deal between Congo and Rwanda? Nobody pulls that off but Donald Trump. Nobody ever pulls off a peace deal in Africa. Nobody but Donald Trump. $14 to $16 trillion in economic investment into our economy coming up. I mean, there's a lot of wins. All right, that's it. 10-16. Appreciate you guys. Rumble rant tonight. Nate Dad won $20. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Nate Dad, appreciate you. Stick around for the postgame. Postgame is light and easy and short, and we'll relax you. Stick around for it. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Love you guys. God bless you.